Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Picture this: a quiet, peaceful town in Iowa, its streets lined with humble homes, the kind of place where nothing ever seems out of the ordinary. But one summer night in 1912, that peace was shattered in the most horrifying way imaginable. The Moore family, 6 members, including 4 children, along with 2 house guests, were brutally murdered in their sleep. The weapon? An axe. The crime scene? Disturbingly calm. The killer? Never found. But the horrors of that night didn't end there. Over the years, the Villisca Axe Murder House, where the massacre took place, became more than just a grim piece of history. It became a notorious site of paranormal activity. From ghostly whispers to shadowy figures in the windows, those who have dared to visit claim they felt the lingering presence of the murdered family. Some say the house is haunted, while others argue that the place is nothing more than a dark piece of Iowa folklore. On this episode, we explore the chilling history of the Villisca Axe Murder House, its unsolved mystery, and the strange paranormal events that have kept it alive in the public imagination. Are the spirits of the victims still trapped in the house, forever reliving their final moments? Or is there something far more sinister at play? Let's dive in and see where the facts lead us. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The year was 1912. And Villisca, Iowa, was a sleepy town. Nestled in the southwest corner of the state, this tight-knit community of around 2,500 people had no inkling that it was about to become the site of one of the most gruesome and mysterious murders in American history. On the evening of June 9th, the Moore family, Josiah, Sarah, and their 4 children, welcomed 2 house guests into their home, Lena and Ina Stillinger, 2 sisters from a nearby family. The house was modest but well-kept, the kind of home you'd expect from a rural Midwestern family. But that night, the peaceful atmosphere would be shattered forever. Sometime during the night, an intruder broke into the house armed with an axe. The murderer methodically went from room to room, bludgeoning each victim in their sleep, taking care not to disturb the surroundings. Josiah Moore, the father, was struck first in his bed, followed by his wife, Sarah. The children were murdered next, each one killed in their sleep. Lena and Ina, the house guests, were also not spared. The killer, seemingly without motive or remorse, then proceeded to clean the axe, wipe down the surfaces, and cover the mirrors in the house with sheets before quietly exiting. The house was locked from the inside and all the doors were fastened. The killer left no fingerprints or other identifiable clues behind. The local authorities were quick to respond, but as they combed through the scene, they were left without answers. No signs of forced entry were found, and no apparent motives were immediately evident. Rumors began to swirl as to who might be responsible. Was it a random stranger? Or was the killer someone with a personal connection to the Moore family? As the investigation unfolded, suspects emerged. The most notable of these was Frank Jones, a local businessman with whom Josiah Moore had a long-standing business rivalry. This theory was fueled by the idea that Jones may have had a motive, as Moore had taken business from him. Another suspect, Reverend George Kelly, a traveling preacher who had stayed in Villisca around the time of the murders, later became a suspect after he confessed to the killings. However, his confession was seen as unreliable, and no concrete evidence could link him to the crime. Despite these efforts, no one was ever charged, and the case went cold. In the years following the murders, the Villisca house became infamous for its association with the grisly killings. But what happened next would make the house even more famous. Stories of strange, unexplained occurrences began to surface. Was it simply the result of the house's tragic past, or was something more sinister at work? As the years passed, the Villisca house, once just a tragic site of a brutal crime, began to take on a new identity in the eyes of the public. People from all over the country came to visit the house, drawn by the lingering mystery of the murders and the strange stories that began to circulate. What was once simply a crime scene now had an eerie reputation. The Villisca Axe murder house was said to be haunted. The first whispers of paranormal activity in the house came not long after the murders. Local residents began reporting strange occurrences, unexplained noises, shadows in the windows, and the sense that they were being watched. Some even claimed to have heard the sound of children's laughter emanating from within the walls, while others swore they could hear a woman's voice calling out as though in distress. The town's fascination with the house grew as these stories took root, and the house was increasingly associated with restless spirits, possibly the very souls of the victims who had met such violent and untimely ends. It wasn't long before professional paranormal investigators began to take an interest in the site. The first of these investigations occurred in the late 20th century, when ghost hunting had become a popular pastime. They weren't the first to experience strange occurrences at the house, but their efforts brought renewed attention to the idea that the house was haunted. The team conducted an overnight investigation, and the results were startling. They reported hearing unexplained noises, including what sounded like footsteps, doors creaking, and faint whispers. More compelling were the findings related to electronic voice phenomena, EVP, where investigators captured what seemed to be the voices of children. These recordings were chilling, with some voices reportedly saying things like, "Help me," and others resembling the faint, ghostly sounds of the victims. Many who listened to these recordings were convinced that the house's haunted reputation was not merely folklore, but the manifestation of real paranormal activity. As these reports circulated, more and more people began to flock to Villisca, hoping to experience the supernatural for themselves. The idea of residual hauntings took hold. Some believed that the violence of the murders had left a lasting imprint on the house, replaying the final moments of the victims' lives like a broken record. The theory suggested that the spirits of those killed were not necessarily trapped, but that their deaths had created an energy in the house that was being replayed by those sensitive enough to witness it. This idea of residual hauntings added a layer of intrigue to the house's already tragic history. But the paranormal activity didn't stop with faint voices or mysterious sounds. Investigators and visitors began reporting more intense physical phenomena. Poltergeist activity, a more violent form of haunting, seemed to increase over time. Objects would be moved or thrown across the room, doors would swing open and close by themselves, and at times there was a sudden drop in temperature that seemed to materialize out of nowhere. Some guests even claimed to have felt an unseen presence, a cold, oppressive feeling that lingered long after they had left the house. Perhaps one of the most disturbing aspects of the haunting was the claim that the spirits of the murdered children were especially active. Investigators reported hearing the sounds of children laughing, playing, and even whispering, as though they were still present in the house. Others claimed to see shadowy figures in the windows, figures that appeared to be children, watching the house from the outside. Some visitors even felt the chilling sensation of a child's hand brushing against theirs in the dark. The house became a magnet for those fascinated by the idea that the spirits of the young victims were still lingering in the place where they had met such a tragic end. These strange occurrences prompted further investigations, with teams from all over the country descending on Villisca. They brought with them all the latest technology, infrared cameras, motion sensors, and electromagnetic field detectors, looking for tangible proof of the supernatural. While the evidence was often inconclusive, the reports of personal experiences kept coming. One group of investigators during a late-night session claimed to have encountered a full-bodied apparition of a woman, which they believed to be Sarah Moore, the mother of the family. Other investigators have reported hearing the distinct sound of an axe being swung in the middle of the night, an unnerving echo of the very weapon used to end so many lives. As the house continued to attract attention, the theories surrounding its haunting began to take on new forms. Some investigators speculated that the house was the site of a poltergeist, an entity that was not just haunting the location, but actively causing harm. The violent nature of the poltergeist activity, the thrown objects, the disembodied voices, suggested a level of anger and aggression that could only be explained by an entity with a deep-seated attachment to the house. Could it be the vengeful spirit of the killer, or was it the spirits of the victims trapped in a loop of violence and sorrow? And then there were those who considered more scientific explanations. Some experts in the field of parapsychology argued that the phenomenon at Villisca might be explained by something less mystical and more environmental. They suggested that mold or other toxins in the house could be causing hallucinations and sensory distortions. Others pointed to electromagnetic fields, which could cause unusual sensations, including feelings of dread or the perception of ghostly presences. The haunting, they argued, could be nothing more than a series of coincidental events amplified by the power of suggestion. Despite these possible explanations, the stories persisted. The Villisca Axe Murder House remained a symbol of both terror and fascination, a place where tragedy and paranormal activity had become intertwined in the collective imagination. The house became a landmark in the world of ghost hunting, and visitors continued to report their own unsettling experiences, keeping the legend of the haunted house alive and growing. So what are we to make of all this? After diving into the history of the Villisca Axe Murder House and the countless paranormal reports surrounding it, we're left with a chilling mystery that might never fully be solved. The horrific murders that took place in 1912 remain unsolved, and the house itself has since become a canvas for the supernatural, a place where the lines between history and the paranormal seem to blur. Could it be that the spirits of the victims still linger trapped in the place of their death, forever replaying their final moments? Or is the house simply haunted by something far more elusive, an imprint of trauma that refuses to fade away? As we consider the evidence, there's something fascinating about how these reports have persisted for over a century. Some people firmly believe that the house is truly haunted, pointing to the strange occurrences, the voices, and the shadowy figures that seem to haunt the rooms. Others, often with a more skeptical eye, suggest that there's a much simpler explanation. Could the stories be nothing more than the power of suggestion, combined with a natural tendency for people to assign meaning to strange phenomena? After all, when a place is tied to such a horrific event, it's not hard to see why people might expect to encounter the supernatural there. Then there's the psychological angle. People who visit places like Villisca may be predisposed to feeling haunted. A place with such a dark history can trigger powerful emotions and environmental factors, like low-frequency sounds or mold, can cause feelings of unease or even hallucinations. Could it be that the real ghosts of Villisca are simply the memories of the tragedy, stirring up feelings of fear in the living? But then again, there's the unsettling possibility that we're dealing with something we can't explain so easily. The idea of a poltergeist, an angry, vengeful force that moves objects and manipulates its environment, adds a layer of intensity to the narrative. Could it be that the spirits of the murdered victims are angry, trapped in the house, forever replaying their deaths? Or perhaps is the killer's spirit responsible for these dark forces? I guess in the end, the real question is, will we ever truly know what's going on inside that house? Or is it destined to remain an unsolved mystery? A place where the past and the paranormal intertwine in ways we can't quite understand. Whatever the truth may be, the Villisca Axe Murder House continues to captivate those brave enough to step inside, just as it has for over a century. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.